1-800-926-7266 or online at masterscredit.com.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a cold Wednesday. Let me set things up where we are. Now, let me make a statement first here. Zachola, Z-Man, Zorro. You want me to tell you about Harry's first? You want me to make a statement about the show?
Harry's first. I'm recording.
Okay. Okay. There is a great deal going on at Harry's right now. I told you. You see how clean shaven I was?
Yep.
You didn't see me before. I had a nice beard.
Did you?
No one's as good as yours, but I had a nice beard.
Kristen hates it, by the way.
I can see why.
Yeah. I'm growing it out. We're going big.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Out of spite.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. You have a beautiful girlfriend who's much nicer than you, much better looking than you, and to catch the thing, so you're going to try to piss her off out of spite.
Absolutely.
Good for you. Yeah, I like how you do that.
That's a good plan so far.
It's a great investment in your future. Harry's Razors has got some great things. They have great things going on right now. And Jeff and Andy started the company, and I'm glad they did because I shave with Harry's. I like the fact that it's delivered to my door. I don't have to go to grocery stores, convenience stores, drug stores, or pharmacies to get it. I like the fact that it's just $2 a blade rather than $4 a blade. I like saving money on it, but I like getting great blades and great products instead of having to suffer from a quality standpoint. The 5 precision engineered blades, lubricating strip, trimmer blade, rich lathering, shave gel, convenient travel cover. There's a free trial set. You get all that and more. So right now, here's what you really get. A 100% quality guarantee. They're so confident you're going to love their blades that if you want to try them, they're going to give it to you the first set for free. All you do is pay the shipping. You just cover some shipping on it. And when you sign up, there's a special offer out there for our fans right now. Go to harrys.com, harrys.com. In the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, and at checkout, you're going to get a soothing post-shave balm also for free that I love. It's harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com, the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y. I have, you like it when I get a little on the chippy side? Not chippy. It's not the right word.
I like the sweeping declarations that you often make on the show.
Well, I'm making one right now.
Mm-hmm.
In 2018 and beyond, I'm taking control of the text message line.
Ooh.
As I told you before, text right here said, just got Harry's for Christmas and loved it, thank goodness. As I told you before, if you want to get on the air, you got to do two things. One, you got to tell me your name and where you're texting from. And then two, you got a lot better chance of getting on the air if by not having riffraff. I only have 3 hours a day, and I'm not going to get into a clown show act on the air, okay? So if you're Krusty the Clown, Bozo the Clown, Fizmo, what's the one on Modern Family? Fitmo, Fizmo?
I don't know. You watch that show religiously.
I love that show. If you're a clown act and you're trying to get a clown, then call another station, or text another station. That's not what I'm into. I'm into quality question, quality comment, whatever. If you want to be a funny guy that wants to whatever, Fizbo. If you want to be that guy, then you know what? Then there's other shows out there, and there's all kinds of message boards out there. There's a whole ton of social media for you. Zach, I would say we get 100 texts a day, 150 texts a day.
Sure.
200 texts a day, whatever it is. It gets cluttered in here. Your garbage text won't get on the show in 2018 and beyond. Won't happen. So if you have something to contribute as far as a question, a comment, something, a fact, whatever, we'll do that. But the garbage stuff that a lot of you send in, not happening on the show anymore. All right. So you can save your text rate or save your time or save my time too. And it also helps if you tell us how great we are to come on the air.
Those go on air
Immediately.
100 out of 100 times.
Immediately. Snaphook is up next on our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Good morning, Snaphook. How you doing?
Doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Man, we're very blessed.
Glad to have you back. Make you safe.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't have to drive the drive that we made yesterday. I got a guy I know that he drives to Michigan 3 or 4 days a week in a truck and drives back. I'm like, what? Like, that's his job. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do that.
My dad drives from Greenville to Cookeville, Tennessee, and back every night. I just don't see how he does
it. How long of a ride is that?
Oh, man. In a car, it's about 5 hours. Mm. So you imagine in a truck, probably close to 6.
Whew. Don't see how, man.
I know, man.
Hey, let me say one other thing quick. Let me say one other quick thing here, too, Snaphook. The problem with holiday travel and the problem with interstate travel on busy, especially on the two-lane interstates that you see, or the four-lane, with two lanes on each side interstates, is that when people get impatient and start passing on the right, and then and try to get back over on the left, and everybody has to slam on brakes because you pass a bunch of cars in line on the right. If the slower traffic stays right, the faster traffic moves left, you pass on the left, then everybody's fine. But when you got idiots that get impatient and have to go around and pass on the right and then sneak back into a long crowded line of cars, that's where your pileups happen. Everybody slams on brakes. You got where everything piles up in there. My father-in-law said you wad everything up. Yeah, they got wadded up on the interstate. What do you call that? The instrument where you compress everything there.
I don't know what's it called.
I don't know.
I know what it is.
Well, tell me.
The accordion.
Accordion. So don't pass on the right. Just stay patient. Pass everybody to the left.
I need to see the hand motions again.
Yeah, it's right here. An accordion's got to be the craziest instrument anybody's ever invented. Anyway, Snaphook, back to the sports rather than traffic talk. Anyway.
Who's the most polished, game-ready quarterback that you've ever seen come out of high school, Mickey?
Deshaun Watson.
Really?
Yeah, I'm talking about game one.
In the current state now, where we stand right now, do you think Deshaun Watson was more polished than Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, that's so far. He hadn't got here yet. No. Dabo said this on signing day, that physically – Trevor Lawrence is way beyond Deshaun Watson. How about that? That's the word he used, W-A-Y. I was like, what? Way beyond? You know, to say, yeah, he's beyond where Deshaun Watson has physically. He's way beyond Deshaun Watson. Now, let me ask you this, Snaphook. You're a smart guy. Zach, chime on this in as well. For all those saying, well, you got to remember Cole Stout. Go hilk. did he say coming in that Deshaun Watson was way beyond any other great quarterback they had here? I mean, on Sunday alone, to say that about Trevor Lawrence, Snaphook, I'll ask you first. Doesn't that kind of give you an idea if they know exactly what they've got here in this guy that way beyond the best player to ever play the game here? And at this stage coming in, he's beyond that?
No question. I think everybody on the coaching staff, that they probably knew it the minute they started watching film on the kid. When you see him in person, it's a completely different story. And I honestly think, you know, when Dabo said that, I think he's putting everybody on notice. Look, this kid is the real deal. Like, he is, when you say he's way more developed, like, and he said it, he stalled on the way. It's like that way had like 12 A's in it. Way more physically developed than Deshaun Watson. Dude, as bold of a statement as that is, I don't think Dabo would have made that statement if it weren't true.
Right.
And obviously we know about his coach speaking and everything, so for him to come out and say that, this kid's obviously way more physically developed.
I like it.
I can't wait to see. I really can't wait. Mickey, him coming on campus. When he's on campus, what, January 18th?
Hold on. All right. Let me check my countdown on my phone. All right, let me see here. Yes, January the 10th. He comes next week, January 10th.
Well, they start classes on the 10th, don't they?
Yeah, so he'll be here. Well, the Under Armour and Army All-America games are this weekend, Saturday. I think it's the Army All-American game. So, and I'll tell you that during the segment about what he can watch. But so he'll be here, I guess, Sunday or Monday of next week is when they check in. They have a team meeting. They have a team meeting on the 11th, which is, what is that, Wednesday? Is that right? Or Thursday? Thursday next week.
I mean, Mickey, I'm just going to go ahead and call it. We're going to talk about quarterbacks from here to September.
Yep.
I mean, I know it's going to happen. But on the trip to College Station or on the trip home, we will know who the quarterback is at Clemson. I promise you that. If not before the trip to College Station next season. I'm going to go ahead and call it. I know how reluctant the staff is about starting freshman quarterbacks, but brother, this ain't no prototypical freshman quarterback. It's going to be something special. And next year, he will get all the playing time that he wants. If not, the starting job.
It'll be interesting to see. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, by the way, stay tuned to this show. Qualk and Kelly, Brad and Ben, Walt and Ramona, Tiger Calls, Spring Practice, Tiger Net, Tiger Illustrated. Stay tuned, man. That's what we're going to talk about. And it's going to be interesting to see all the comments and what things come out of. I can't wait. Zach, we're going to Spring Practice when they open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen him throw it yet?
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
Just on video, not in person.
I've seen him in person. It's good. It's good. But I mean, they have a gap to make up, so we'll see.
It's good, not great.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's really good. You know what I'm saying? It's good. Yeah. I sound like Francesca there for a second. Anyway, yeah. We're looking forward to it.
I got three words to say to you, and I'll get off here. Left hand low. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, man. I'm not a left hand low guy, but I have three words for you. Total pendulum motion. Get that TPM apparatus. Mike Shannon and James Seekman stuff. Get that. That'd be really good. 654 Roar, 654-7627. What do you make of the comment on signing day when Dabo Swinney says that Trevor Lawrence is way ahead of Deshaun Watson at this stage?
That's a direct quote?
I'll find it again. Let me find it. Because this is... I don't want to mislead you.
Please don't.
Okay. Before I do that, let me mention this. Army All-American game, Saturday, January the 6th at 1 o'clock on NBC. Coming up.
It's on NBC, huh?
On NBC. Yeah. You never saw the Howard Stern movie, did you?
No.
NBC. Under Armour All-American game. Let me see when this one is. That's coming this weekend as well. And that's going to be ESPN game, I think. Because you've got a couple of guys. And I'll tell you who I was playing with who on each team and all that kind of stuff coming up. It is, it's Thursday. Really? 6 o'clock. ESPN 2. So get to watch that Thursday. Man, how about that? Football on a Thursday. Pretty cool deal there.
We hate football on Thursdays.
Hate it. No, that's right. You're not watching it. No. All right. And I'll tell you who's in that. It's not that many Tigers in that one. KJ Henry's in that one. There's some prospects in that one.
Give me the quote from Dabo. You can't tease me with that and then start talking about prospect games.
I'm going to find it.
Vague interest in.
I'm going to have to find it on here.
Glorified scrimmages.
All right. Let me find it. Because what he said was, at this stage, way better. He was asked about it. Let me find it. It might take me a little bit of time on this one. If it is, doggone it, it's harder to find on here. But I'll get. I don't want you to overreact or underreact.
How do you feel about texts like we got from Marty and Traveler's Rest?
What's it
where he just turned on the radio 10 minutes ago? Did Kelly Bryant declare for the draft with the conversation that we're having?
He's being funny.
I understand. No, I understand that. But we're going to get that kind of question.
We're
going
to do Fizbo's on the show.
For a while. No. Well, he included his name and where he was texting from. And that's fine. I think it's okay to have an open conversation about your roster, right? Especially after getting embarrassed on national television.
It is.
Two nights ago.
Right. It is.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, but no, he didn't declare for the draft. He knew that he didn't declare for the draft when he asked the question. So, no.
I picked up the way he asked the question. I'm pointing out how many times we're going to get that question asked.
A gazillion.
Yeah.
Here's what Dabo said on signing day about Trevor Lawrence. You ready?
Yep.
Quote, "He's got everything you're looking for, you could possibly want. He's just been a natural from day one, all the way from the ninth grade on. He's got unbelievable arm talent. That's pretty easy to see when you watch him. But I think he's just a very poised guy that's a competitor. He's been a great leader for his program. He's a very good student and just a guy that I know, and I think knows what he wants and is willing to work for it. He's just so physically developed for a young guy. Deshaun was obviously pretty special coming out of Georgia. He's just way ahead of Deshaun from a physical standpoint. We'll see where he is mentally and how he transitions and all that once he gets here and we start coaching. I don't think you really know until you start coaching a guy, but he's been very well prepared, very well groomed." When asked about Hunter Johnson and Zarek Cooper splitting time, he says, we've got good players here. They all understand the competition. Trevor committed last December and has been one of the most low-maintenance recruits I've ever been around. He's known what he wants to do, and he's excited about having an opportunity to come in here and compete. My job is to go recruit the best players I can recruit for Clemson University, and then when they get here, challenge them, grow them, mature them, developing them from being the best version of themselves. Competition is going to bring out the best in everyone, and at the end of the day, somebody's going to win the job. You're going to have starters, you're going to have backups, and that's life. That's the way it is. So you have a process in place. You go through it and let the chips fall where they may. Zach Orr, Deshaun was, quote, "Deshaun was obviously pretty special coming out of Georgia. Lawrence, he's just way ahead of Deshaun from a physical standpoint."
He is a bigger kid, more defined in maybe muscle definition, has better weight on him. I don't
better
think that's
arm
saying,
talent.
He mentions the arm earlier, but that's a separate part of the quote. He just looks the part right now, is what that quote means
yep.
to me.
Yep. And
still makes me feel tingly inside.
I don't mean to.
If we're gonna be honest,
I don't mean to make you feel tingly inside.
All right,
that's not my goal every day.
I enjoy feeling tingly inside.
Apparently not. You're growing a beard over there. So Thursday night, Under Armour All-American game. Huh?
Only one Clemson commit in that game.
Yeah. KJ Henry. Who? Mike Farrell from Rivals.com says it's the best defensive end of the game. So we'll see.
Well, who else is playing in that game? I feel like everybody's in the Army game.
The Army game does have the other two great defensive ends in the country. The other two five-star defensive ends in the country, Micah Parsons. And Xavier Thomas. Thomas has looked really good on film so far. And again, you get these little clips of film and all that kind of stuff. That's really hard to say.
Those little clips, though, you can't judge those. There was a clip with Josh Belk. And like, Josh Belk continued to dominate. And they show a clip where no one blocks him and he comes in unblocked to the backfield.
Did you see him going up against Trey Hill and against Jamari Sawyer?
He's had a good week. But I'm saying, like, you got to take those with the greatest.
You do. Oh, you do. Yeah, no doubt that you do. Belk looks better than what I thought he was going to look, though. So we'll see, man. Quickly before break, Andy from Clemson asked on our healthcare text line, what are Trevor Lawrence's weak spots? And I think it's simple. Dabo's talked about it. Dabo talked about it. It's his inexperience and knowing what's going to happen to him when he gets here, and the checks, the reads, the slide protections, with the blitzes, knowing where it's coming from. You know, the hot routes that you're checking to. There's so many different reads the guy has to make, depending on man coverage, zone coverage, depending on what the safety does, where this goes, where his linebacker drops, what defensive ends drop. There's just so many mental aspects to it. And it's going to be the speed of the game, the athleticism of the game. Like every freshman quarterback in the history of college football, it's going to be a major step for him mentally. And then there will be a point in time, at some time, that the game will slow down for him. And when that does, that's when his physical ability will be able to take it.
Probably somewhere around the second quarter of the spring game.
I was thinking more like Matt Drill's day two. No.
The expectations.
Well, I mean, look, he's the number one player in the country. And as Paul Shula says, a generational type quarterback. A 1 in 10 year kind of guy. So we'll see. We'll see coming out of it. You okay?
He's got a lot of pressure on him.
He does.
Because this is a fan base with a taste for success.
Mm-hmm.
Fan base that got humbled a little bit.
Yep.
Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to want to get back.
Yep.
In a big way.
And Kelly Bryant can lead you back.
He can get you there. Can he win the game?
I don't know. Is Jalen Hurts won the game? You think Jalen Hurts is...
Jalen Hurts outplayed Kelly Bryant.
He did.
Yeah.
In year two as a starter.
I never thought I would say.
Right. But in year two as a starter. You know?
Sure.
Jalen Hurts is not... lit all any of that kind of stuff up. All right, I got to take a break. I want to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Daniel Emmanuel Parham and Kathy and all the great folks there want to hear from you. Tim Worley's waiting on your phone call this morning. They're back at it. 2018 is going to be the best year they've ever had, and rightfully so. In the end, it's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, the high-performance epoxy-based flooring in the garage, the mechanical rooms, basements. You're going to love Carolina Flooring Specialist. My garage is great. Came home last night. Park Meredith's car in it, and looks great. I know she won't slip going to her car this morning. And she'll have concrete dust and that kind of stuff. It looks beautiful. It looks great. Our garage. Come home like, hey, man. Sometimes you forget about it. Like, you open the door and go, oh, my God, my garage floor is great. I kind of forgot I had that. Call them today, 404-8158. You know, like, sometimes I play golf and, like, I'll forget, oh, God, I forgot to change putters. Like, I hadn't played in 6 months or 6 weeks. I forgot to change putters. Like, sometimes I forget my garage floor is great.
Got a new set of irons. Yeah. Completely forgot. Oh,
completely
my God.
Completely forgot about them. That's my new 3-wood. Oh, I hadn't played in 3 weeks. Anyway.
God.
Carolina Flooring Specialist, call them today, 404-8158. We'll take a break. Come back for more after this.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Michelin, is seeking production operators for positions at their facilities in Anderson. To apply, visit readysc.org/Michelin. Production operators must be 18 years of age and able to work in an empowered, quality-driven environment in 12-hour rotating shift schedules. Manufacturing experience preferred but not required. Other conditions apply. Applications will be taken at readysc.org/Michelin. Michelin is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're throwing money away on rent like the SEC is throwing at Paul Feinbaum, then call me, Jana Kamler, and I'll be sure to help you find the right home. Call me at 313-6990.
See how we roll at the Pendleton Tire Company. Let us get you rolling high up on those 37s. Come check out the Cooper STT, Cooper's premium off-road mud tire. Want a lift? We now install suspension lifts from Rough Country. How about a set of Fuel or XD wheels? Get it all done, including the wheel alignment, at the Pendleton Tire Company. Call us at 646-3694 or check us out at PendletonTire.com.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialist for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Greenville with their action-packed world tour at Bon Secours Wellness Arena Saturday, January 13th at 2 and 7. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. You'll feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at Bon Secours Wellness Arena Saturday, January 13th at 2 and 7 p.m. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made signs. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
William Nichols here from Scores Jewelers in Anderson. If you know us here at Scores, you know that we don't have store-wide sales very often. Actually, only once in the last 3 years. But I have decided to close our current showroom and liquidate our entire inventory in order to build a brand new store that we will move into early this spring. So now, save up to 70% off during our huge store closing and moving sale here at Scores. Save 20 to 70% off engagement rings, colored stone jewelry, watches, and even Pandora. Every item must be sold to make room for new designers and new lines that we will have in our new location. But for now, come get to know us and take advantage of what we believe may be the lowest prices offered in the upstate. Save up to 70% off during our huge store closing and moving sale here at Scores Jewelers in Anderson. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
Scores Jewelers, between Old Navy and Pier 1 Imports, Anderson.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Friends at Priority One want you to know that they really want you, your business. They want to earn your business. They have a satisfaction guarantee, a 90-day limited warranty with this thing. No faults, alarm guarantees, everything UL certified, central monitoring system, IC certified, installation company, multi-level customer support staff. I was talking to Darren the other day about how things are going, and people love their technology. They love the Ring doorbell technology, which I think is cool. They love the video alarm system. They love the Total Control app. They're hearing great things. And so the technology's on your side. The people's on your side. Priority One, now in 18 different states, one of the top 25 security integrators in the country. Even better and better and better. Keep doing it. And the thing I like about them, their community involvement with Priority One, you're going to love it. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com, and it's the number one in there, PriorityOneSecurity.com. We're live and local in our Priority One Security Studios. Good folks there. All right, Zach, here's what you have for the Under Armour All-American game Thursday night. You have KJ Henry, Clemson commitment. You also have Justin Ross, wide receiver.
Future Clemson commitment.
What? You willing to go there for that one?
No, I'm not. But I want to.
Clemson target, Nicholas Pettit. From Tampa. And Richard Garage, from Tampa. Another two offensive tackles they like. And Matthew Hill, four-star safety that they like a lot. And a guy that is down to them in Auburn. He's committed to Auburn, but he's down to them in Auburn. So that's the Under Armour All-American game. I'm going to get some phone calls, and then I'll get you the Army All-American game stuff. That's Saturday. On our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, William and Traveler's Rest. Good morning, William. How you doing this morning?
Been a great year, and at least my hair looked good for the game.
Oh, man, I saw it. I looked across the way and went, is that Brad Pitt? Went, oh, no, that's just William from TR.
Which three plays do you think had the biggest impact on the game? The third and a mile we had for a catch, and Deion Kane doesn't look the ball in. The Deion catch down the sideline that had the ball to the ground, it came out, or missing the block and causing the interception that led to the – I felt like when that happened, the air went out of the stadium.
Yeah. I thought the biggest play of the game was the first interception, and then you think about it, you're down 10-6. To the three biggest scenarios of the game, that's the biggest one. You're down 10-6, you're driving, you're at Alabama 35, you got all the momentum in the world. Scored. They fumbled the first play, you score, kicked the field goal, and so you cut it 10-6. And then you hold them three and out, you're driving down, you got it 35. On second and two, you throw a pass. ETN misses assignment. The right tackle gives up the sack, falls into Payne's hands. Payne takes it down, and then the horse collar, horse collar or not, I don't know. And then you go to down the 27-yard line about four plays later. It's now 17-6. You come back out, pick six on the first play, and now it's 24-6 and the game's over. If you just kick a field goal on that drive, 10-9 is a lot different than 24-6. But I thought the biggest play of the game was the interception, the first one.
Yeah, that you could feel it. It felt like the air went out of us. I felt like early on we were trying to out-Bama Bama, and I wasn't quite sure why we were trying to do that. It looked like they were giving us the deep pass, which I know we weren't catching it, but you can't beat Bama playing Bama football.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when they beat them, when they almost beat them in 15, and when they beat them in 16, or the playoffs 16, 17, whatever, in Arizona and in Tampa, is because they didn't try to out-Bama Bama. But with Kelly Bryant, you can't Deshaun Bama. So you're limited in what you can do.
I know that's what got it there this year, but it was tough. And I thought Kelly played good for, I mean, he's two mishaps. I don't think were his fault, but, it is what it is.
Yep.
I still think we'll be back next year. Go Tigers.
Thank you, William. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. William's hair looked fabulous. That's what everybody talked about in Bourbon Street. Have you seen William's hair? Just awesome. You got a good little hair thing going over today. You got to look grown out a little bit.
Yeah, no. Listen, the hair always looks good upstairs.
The beard, not so much.
Oh, come on now. The beard looks great.
I'm with Kristen on this. The beard,
I feel good about it.
I don't see why.
I like it.
Let's get
it's warm.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's one good thing. Stevie's in Simpsonville, North Convention phone lines. Good morning, Stevie. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. Happy New Year.
You too, buddy.
Hey, man, I thought the opening kickoff set the tone, though. When they popped Travis Etienne, you could tell those boys came to play.
I agree.
I thought that was a hard hitting, and I was like, whoa. I said, this is a little different Bama, because it wasn't like Travis was tiptoeing. It was a full collision. I thought the other big part of the game is once we got the fumble right at the second half, not taking advantage and trying to go for a quick jugular, change of momentum play. I thought they were a little too conservative there, but that's just me.
I agree on everything there. And if you really think about it, were you at the game, Stevie? Did you go down?
I was not fortunate enough to go, but definitely was cheering from the couch.
Well, here's the thing I was going to tell you, and I don't know how much you can tell on TV. At least 65-45 Alabama. I mean, 65-35 Alabama. Yeah. Maybe 70-30. Nah, 65-35. There were 30,000 Clemson fans there, but there were 42,000 Alabama fans there. And they were hyped up and loud. It was an Alabama crowd. So the selection of having to play Alabama in a Superdome, which is, not an Alabama home game, but a definite advantage for Alabama in there. The opening kickoff really lit it on fire right there, and then they fed off of that. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, that coin toss, for whatever it's worth, man, I was really hoping to kind of defer and go on defense first. But
I agree with you.
Try to take a look. But it is what it is. Now, quick question, and I'll take them off the air. Have you ever seen a switch flip on like Grantham? I mean, our basketball team is playing great, but I've never seen a complete 180 from a guy, the way he's playing now and out of his mind. I mean, he now finally looks like that recruit that everybody thought he was going to be.
Here's what I'm telling you on what I'm learning later in life. And as I talked to, I got a couple of sports psychologists that I know well and talked to about body language. I try to watch it a lot now. And the old Dante Grantham, to see his body language and his facial expressions and to see him now, it's like night and day, completely different. And we had Brunell on the show. We do him every Thursday now. And he talked about how, he's just a really, really nice kid and, maybe has been too nice at times and all that, but, wants to be sharing and those kind of things. But in his senior season, you're exactly right. It looks like a completely different basketball player.
I tell you, it's pretty exciting to watch the basketball team right now. It's a fun brand to watch.
6:30 pregame show tonight and 7 o'clock show tonight. 7 o'clock tip tonight up in Boston.
I'm looking forward to watching that. So the last question is, who on this signing day is going to make a splash for us coming up here this next signing period of February? Thanks, man.
Thank you, Stevie. Appreciate the phone call. Clemson basically down to just a handful of candidates. Here we go. Justin Ross would be perhaps one of the biggest fish in the boat if he would jump in. 5-star wide receiver. According to Rivals.com, the number 20 player in the country. Clemson, Alabama, and Auburn. He visits Auburn and Alabama in January. He's already been to Clemson. Mention those two Tampa tackles. Pettit, number 67 player in the country. And Richard Garage, number 80 player in the country. Nick Pettit Ferrer's been to Notre Dame, Michigan. He goes to Alabama. He's got Ohio State, Clemson, Florida for that last little battle. Garage has been committed to Florida, but will take visits, we think, to Auburn and Clemson coming up. Dax Holyfield's a kid out of Shelby who goes to Stanford next week, who's already been to Virginia Tech and South Carolina and NC State, been a lot of places, but Clemson's still kind of in it for one more linebacker. And then I think the big news will be what's going to happen in the secondary. We mentioned Matthew Hill from Snellville, Georgia, a four-star safety. Auburn likes him as wide receiver. Clemson likes him as a safety. He's been committed to Auburn. He didn't sign. He'll visit both those in January. Leon O'Neal is from Cypress Springs, Texas, the number 117 player in the country, four-star kid who has been committed to A&M, and now Oklahoma, Clemson, Georgia are the ones for him. And I think Clemson has a decent shot at either Hill or O'Neal. I think they'll get another safety. And then you got three, according to the different services out there, three five-star corners, two five-stars in Rivals, and one four-star. Bookie Radley Hiles will announce on January the 6th between Oklahoma, Clemson, UCLA, Florida State, and Nebraska. I think Nebraska might still be in it, but he's going to announce during Saturday at the All-American game. Then two Plantation Florida guys, Patrick Surtain, the number six player in the country, number one cornerback in the country, LSU, Alabama, Florida State, Clemson trying to get in there. Tyson Campbell, his teammate, number 88 player in the country, four-star according to Rivals, Miami, Georgia, Alabama, Clemson. I think your best chance is now Justin Ross and Matthew Hill or Leon O'Neal, maybe. Those are the biggest ones coming out of that one. David Sensabaugh, hang on, man. I'm coming to you. We'll take a short break, and I'll come back and tell you more. We'll get your phone calls. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our HealthStare text line, 986-1566. We'd love to hear from you. I do want to tell you about our friends at the Patterson's Tax Service, Donnie Patterson, the great people there, PATTAX.com. PatTax.com, 859-8289. When you fill in the year now, what you'll notice is it's January. It's the year, though, is 2018. And so you're going to start getting some documents for your tax information. And when you do that, that is going to remind you to call the Patterson's Tax Service. Go ahead, check in with them, get them ready, make the phone call, and get your appointment now. Set everything up. It's the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com, 859-8289. Get in touch with those folks today. Set your appointment up. Get your taxes done right, like I do every year with those guys. All right, David Simpsonville, hang on. Coming straight to you. More right after this.
Join Walt live at the TD Convention Center for the South Carolina Auto Show Friday, January 12th from 3 to 7. Check out the latest in automotive excellence and listen to Walt live Friday, January 12th at the South Carolina Auto Show in Greenville.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Office Pro Upstate is passionate about assisting churches and faith-based organizations. Ministry Resource is the nation's largest faith-based procurement organization, and RICO is the only copier products manufacturer associated with Ministry Resource. To learn more about how your church or faith-based organization can get incredible savings on your next 7 copier, contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919. That's 289-9919, or online at officeproupstate.com.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Head to Bojangles for 3 breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each. Choose from the country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
As the end of the year approaches, Retirement Funding Advisors is reminding business owners to evaluate your retirement plan needs. If you don't currently have a retirement plan, you may miss the opportunity to adopt a plan for the current year. If you already have a plan, now is the time to review for the upcoming year. Is your plan meeting your goals and objectives? Are your fees and expenses reasonable? Contact Carson at Retirement Funding Advisors at 430-8544 or visit retirementfa.com to get the right plan for your business.
See how we roll at the Pendleton Tire Company. Let us get you rolling high up on those 37s. Come check out the Cooper STT, Cooper's premium off-road mud tire. Want a lift? We now install suspension lifts from Rough Country. How about a set of Fuel or XD wheels? Get it all done, including the wheel alignment, at the Pendleton Tire Company. Call us at 646-3694 or check us out at PendletonTire.com.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Get word out on the streets right away.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You don't want any cracks in your exterior brick or mortar, no interior cracks above doorways or windows, no jammed doorways or windows, no chimneys pulling away from your home or uneven or sloping floors. And no bowing foundation walls or cracks among foundation walls or drywalls. So even if you have like crunky, sunken concrete around pools or around your driveway, your deck, your patio, think about the folks at Canty Foundation Specialist. They'd love to take care of you. C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty Foundation Specialist here in South Carolina. They've got the quality products, the proven services, the professional experience to permanently repair anything you might have, any problem you might have with your home or your building, your office building. And better than anything else, you might not even know. I wouldn't know. You don't know this kind of thing sometimes. It's a free quote. So let them come in, examine what you've got, and see if you have any major issues. It might not be a big issue. Might be a huge issue. Let them give you a free quote. CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. To our, by the way, Tony Morrell joins us on a Wednesday this morning at 8:05. We moved him back a day, or he was kind enough to move back a day because the Clemson game and just getting back down to New Orleans. So we'll talk to him here in a second. But at 8:05, open phone lines, text and tweets in this segment. Dave is in Simpsonville, 654-ROAR. Hey, good morning, Dave. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for getting me in. Hey, yes, Canty can fix it. They came out and lifted my driveway and lifted my walkway that was already starting to sink, old house and all that kind of stuff. What they do is amazing. But, yeah, those are some straight-up guys, so if you need them, use them.
Very cool.
Hey, pull out your crystal ball for two of the three questions, and I'll take them off the air. One, if you had to project it, well, first and foremost, is Trevor Lawrence as much of a gunslinger as Deshaun was to the point where he'll try to squeeze stuff in? And if so, what do you predict his over-under for interceptions his first year is? Is he prone to interceptions? Secondly, with the bitter taste of the loss, do you see Christian Wilkins, Cleveland Farrell, those guys doing what the Georgia juniors did, pulling back together and trying to get back in and win that last game? And lastly, and I'll take all this off the air, I think that Brad Brownell and the whole Clemson team, they're having more fun than I've seen them have in the last 3 to 5 years. Brad's not hollering. He's hollering, but he's not hollering near as much. He's letting those guys play. And it just looks like, you know, from the we were there Saturday in Little John against NC State, and they just overwhelmed NC State. What do you see has been the biggest change with these guys, and what is your over-under for them? And I'll take them off the air, Mick. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. Brad still yells. I used to do a good Brad Brunell. I hadn't done it in a while. I hadn't done this long enough, but he said, "Move it! Move!" It's not as good as I used to do. I'll practice it and do that a little bit later on. I'll do the third one last there. Yeah, basketball, there's confidence, and they're not playing tight, and there's a belief. More than anything else, it looks like to me like there's experience. And I think that's pretty obvious. The juniors, we talked about it in the first hour. Get done on our podcast. That was in our first segment, actually. We talked about it. Ray McLeod says he's coming back. Gut feeling is that Wilkins would be gone. I'm leaning towards Ferland Bryant staying at this point, but that could change a lot between now and the 15th of January. Joseph, I'm not really sure on. Fields and Smith need to come back. Not sure they will. I think Hyatt comes back. I think Kane leaves. That's just some gut on those guys. But you can't make an emotional decision based upon losing a game. You need to do what's best for you and your family. And if it means coming back and improving your draft status, or if it means going pro and taking your money now, you need to do what's best for you and your family, not an emotional decision. And also, too, you know, academically wise and what it means. If Bryant and Farrell do come back, I understand it's because from an academic standpoint, too, they want to graduate. And so, and you can always do that later, too. So those are things that you have to think about. And finally, I've got these in front of me here. Zacola, start calling you a different name every time I call you. Does he have interceptions in high school or different interceptions in college? Obviously, you're facing different schemes and you're facing much better athletes at faster disguising coverages. But does he have the gunslinger mentality? I think all the great ones do, that you can't look at, you can't be scared to throw it, and you can't be cautious.
How many interceptions in high school?
He threw it 1,335 times. 1,335 times. He threw 21 picks.
How is that comparable to Deshaun?
I'll look and see. He threw it, by the way, he had 161 touchdowns and 21 interceptions. His
only one pick this last year, right?
His senior year, 41 touchdowns and one pick. And that was like the first or second game of the year.
Tingles.
As a junior, 51 touchdowns, 9 picks. As a sophomore, 43 touchdowns and 4 picks as a 15-year-old kid. As a freshman, 26 touchdowns, 7 picks. So, all in all, 135 passes, 13,902 yards, 161 touchdowns, 21 picks. You want more, Zach Orr?
Please.
707 yards rushing and 11 touchdowns. Altogether, 172 touchdowns. Oh, man.
Goodness gracious.
Throwing to high school receivers. One of the things you can't really look at is completion percentage, because you can throw a lot of underneath passes, screens. They throw it vertically there, though. And then sometimes, you know, high school receivers drop balls and all that kind of stuff. But 13,902 yards passing, 161 touchdowns, 21 picks, 41 touchdowns, 1 pick this year. Pretty good. I'd say the guy's pretty good.
It's not bad.
How does it compare to Deshaun's, you want to know, huh?
Because that's the comparison he's going to have for the next 3 years of his life.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson high school stats. Let's see if we can find these. I'll tell you what, man, the internet's a great thing, isn't it?
Ain't bad.
All right. Deshaun Watson. You ready? I've got him. Deshaun Watson threw for 1,377 yards. Deshaun threw it. Let's do it. Let's do everything. Lawrence played in 56 games. Watson, 56 games. Lawrence completed 846 balls. Watson completed 939 balls. Watson threw it 1,458 times. Lawrence threw it 1,335 times. Watson threw it 100 more times. However, Watson threw for 13,077 yards. Lawrence threw it for 13,902 yards.
Okay.
Watson had 155 touchdowns. Lawrence, 161. Watson threw for 29 interceptions. Lawrence, 21. Now, Watson did run for 4,000 yards also. And 65 touchdowns running. So, Lawrence sits back in the pocket more.
Oh, yeah, just 4,000. Just 4,000 on the ground. It's fine.
Not bad. So, pretty interesting stats, though, coming out of both of those. Those are our Numbers Matter segment brought to my great friends at University Colleges and universitycolleges.com. 784-3400, 784-3400. Get in touch with University Colleges. Hey, students, you're listening to us back at home, and you're thinking about a great place to stay in January. You're thinking about a great place to stay next fall. And you know, I didn't know this, man. You got to sign up early. Sign up now. Everything you need. All the amenities that everybody's serving now and all these brand new. You get a brand new deal there. Nobody's been living in it before. None of the cat smells. None of the dog smells. None of the cigar smoke or whatever they're smoking. Whatever that stuff is. You don't worry about all that stuff. You get a brand new location right now. You're going to love it. It's our great friends at University Colleges. It's Ingalls Crossing. Cat bus stop, safe, pet friendly, everything you need. 784-3400. Great way to reach them. Harold is in Greenville, Northern Communication phone lines. Harold, I appreciate you hanging on, being patient. How you doing this morning?
Good, fine. Hope you are too, Mickey.
We are. Thank you, sir.
Enjoying the conversations about the outlook at quarterback. It sounds wonderful. Just one comment. Lars looks like, you know, a great prospect. I don't know if he's going to have the hit factor that Watson had, but who knows. The thing that disappointed me about that game against Alabama was our offensive line just got whipped, and our receivers looked very ordinary. How are we going to get better in those areas? I mean, Bryant didn't have much of a chance to do anything on most of those pass plays.
Yeah, I agree with that. And to me, Harold, it's a combination of a lot of things. Number one, you touched on it, the offensive line did not play well by any stretch of the imagination. Number two, the wide receivers that you mentioned are great because it was a great point because they didn't compete for balls in the air and they didn't win the 50-50 balls. They didn't separate, and you need to get better there. So and then three, that Bryant didn't have the run game to support him. And he doesn't have great pocket presence. He's not a great downfield passer, but the pocket presence of knowing when to get rid of the ball, when to step up, when to escape the pocket. He's not a natural passer as far as all that goes. All those play into it. And he gave Alabama a month to prepare and a month to come up with different schemes and disguising stuff. And Nick Saban's great at that kind of stuff. With that said, I think that T. Higgins didn't play in the game. I think that's a big deal. I think T's got to make a big step forward. The wide receivers have to take that next step. That's where DeAndre Overton needs another year, another spring, and another fall camp to get better, bigger, more dominant receivers. Maybe a Justin Ross comes in here, a bigger wide receiver who can help you out there and certainly play better there. I think you need a tight end. You know, that's one of the biggest things they missed this year is Jordan Leggett getting downfield. The tight ends this year were really almost non-existent in the passing game, so you didn't see a lot of that.
Right.
Bryant's,
who's going to be that tight end?
Well, Garrett Williams, who didn't play this year because of the torn ACL, he comes back. I thought he would have been the starter. I think he's your best tight end. He might be that guy. Brendan Galloway coming in might be that guy. You have depth there, but I don't think there's a Jordan Leggett in the group yet. But Galloway, the incoming freshman, could help out there and stretch the field there. And then finally, in the running game, not finally, because running game, you got to get better. I think ETN and Feaster having to get better there. And then the development at quarterback, because one of the reasons that Alabama dominated the offensive line the way they did was they didn't have to respect the vertical passing game very much at all. And the safeties, and they were able to load the box, and the linebackers did a great job of creating pressure, and the defensive line did as well. So you got to have a little bit of pressure release, and that's what Watson was so great at. So either Bryant gets better or Johnson, Cooper, Bryce, Israel, Lawrence, some of those guys come in to get the vertical passing game going again to back those guys out of the box and not to be so one-dimensional. And all those things go into it to hopefully get better and hopefully compete at the highest level again next year.
Yeah. One other question. Why did Bryant run the ball more? I mean, all year he was quite a threat to run the ball, read options, scramble. I remember recall them trying to execute one read option during the whole game.
Yeah, the read option, I appreciate the phone call, Harold. I hope you have a great day. The read option was not successful, mainly because, not mainly, the one that ran in there, he missed the read. And you got to make the right read in the read option. So a lot of just didn't execute, no doubt about that. And you've got to, moving forward, you're going to have to execute better. How you do it? Strength and conditioning, recruiting, development, experience, all those things go into it. And hopefully, better players kind of lead to that. Hindsight, though, it's like, I'm not sure we made enough of giving Nick Saban a month to come up with something to stop you. And, because the last 2 years he had a week or 10 days or 8 days, whatever it is. A month is a big difference. And Alabama getting healthy, that was a big difference.
We had a month, too.
Yeah, but in 1 month, Kelly Bryant wasn't going to become Deshaun Watson. he's not in 90 years, he won't become him. So Alabama healthy and come up with that. You're not going to reinvent the wheel. You do what you have to do, and you adjust off of that. And Clemson's defense, had a month to prepare for them, and I thought did a really good job against Alabama's offense, right? I thought.